Thing is, right now is the lovely Angela Dodson. She plays Molly the Virgin. I can't even say that word. On the Joe Schmo Show, seen tonight, of course, on Spike TV. And this must be kind of a fun character to play.
You know, I have to tell you, playing Molly was definitely interesting. I actually based my character on my little cousin, who's about 19, and she is like the epitome of good girl. I mean, she does not curse. She's just like Molly. She doesn't curse. She doesn't drink. I mean, so, I was pretty much playing my little cousin.
Mm. Now, tonight, the folks will be able to actually see you hula hoop.
Oh, is that tonight's episode?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know what's coming up on what episode. I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's tonight's episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Tonight's episode, Matt tries to plot against Ashley, and I won't tell people what happens. But,
yeah, that was interesting to film because I have to tell you, I have not hula hooped in, God, 10 years probably. So I'm practicing with this really, they gave me this really, really cheap hula hoop to practice with. And I hit myself in the nose. I thought I'd broken my nose. I had like this red mark on my nose. They had to cover it up with makeup. So yeah, hula hooping was fun.
I got to tell you, you're beautiful, obviously. You know that.
Oh, thank you.
So, the character, I'm having a hard time looking at this beautiful woman and thinking virgin, no matter what you say or do.
I know. That's what I've heard the most. They were like, okay, why would they cast a blonde with, that's stacked or whatever?
Now, Melissa was just mentioning that she actually had tried out for the virgin part.
Yeah, I was given the option of trying out for either Molly or Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm gonna go against typecasting, and I'm gonna go for the good girl.
That's a fun part. I always think being a bitch is more fun than being a virgin, though.
Yeah, I was. I have to tell you, I was kind of jealous because she got to be so mean.
Mm. Now, again, since I don't have a bio in front of me, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Port Neches, Texas.
A Texan girl.
Yeah, I can't
tell
by the accent.
and what gets you into acting?
Well, I modeled for probably the last 2 years, living in Texas, but flying around doing calendars and stuff. And then I woke up one morning and I was like, I'm going to move out to L.A. and I'm going to be an actress. So I took on two jobs, worked full-time, and saved the money up and drove 25 hours to get out there.
Hmm. What was your first paid gig out there in L.A.?
That was it.
The Joe Schmo Show?
That was my second audition that I ever went on.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to an audition at 9:30 that morning, and when I was leaving, they were like, can you come back at 1? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll be there, And I went back at 1, and did a couple more scenes, and they're like, well, do you want to be Molly? And I was like, are you kidding me? And they're like, no. I said, no, seriously, if you're kidding me, that is so rude. They're like, no, seriously. And I was like, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I got really, really lucky. Because everybody that I've talked to, they're like, and that just doesn't happen,
Well, most of the time it takes years to get your first real job.
Yeah. Everybody I know is like waiting tables and...
And I can say it's because you're gorgeous and talented, but there's a lot of gorgeous and talented women out there as well.
Exactly. I know. I was so afraid of moving out to L.A. I mean, I was like, because a pretty girl out in L.A. is like a dime a dozen.
There's lots of them, yeah.
Seriously, especially blondes,
Yeah.
So I really,
So what is it that you think that got you? Do you have a little bit of Texan in you? Maybe that's a little attractive to people out there?
Yeah, everybody always comments on my accent. They tell me that talking to me is like a breath of fresh air because everybody out in L.A. is so hard.
I mean,
they really are.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not a delicate Southern flower, but, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's different.
Yeah. I lived out in L.A. I thought it was kind of a plastic atmosphere myself, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of fake people, but there's also a lot of good people out there if you get the right people,
But, it's interesting, though. So you haven't suffered, but just even myself working out there, if you're working for, say, NBC 1 week and then a few weeks later you're not working there anymore, the people that you had as friends, some of them disappear.
Yeah.
They go to someone else, whoever got the job at NBC. So You have to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's the social life for a gorgeous, incredible blonde?
Social life is good, but, you know, I really don't go out that much.
Really?
I'm really not into, like, the bar.
So you're still in character for the virgin, that's it?
No. No, I mean, I hang out with my friends, and we cook dinner, and that's fun for me. But
yeah.
I'm just, my first month out there, you know, I was going to the cool clubs and, you know, maybe hoping to get, like, a celebrity sighting or something. And
yeah. Well, I assume that, you know, you've been a mix with that crowd and go out with some of these celebrities as well and get your name in the tabloids and you could do that if you wanted to, but it doesn't sound like your type.
Say, no publicity is bad publicity.
That's true. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yep.
But I'm not sure, so sure I believe that, but especially when it's a real bad publicity. But you got to watch out when you're out there, though. You're a nice young lady. You got to kind of watch out for some of the people out there who come on as being real nice, but don't have your best interest in heart, you know?
That is so true. I've already run across a couple of those.
So, yeah, I'm sure you have. Now, how did you feel about what they're doing to Matt on this show?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there were times when, you know, we would all, like, the cast, like, be crying on each other's shoulders
mm-hmm.
because we felt so bad. But then, you know, at other times, we were like, hey, he signed up to come on the show, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was always, I have to say, there was always mixed emotions about it from everybody, you know, the cast, the writers, directors, producers, everything.
What kind of contributions have you made to it, Molly as a character? Have you had any input at all into the character, or is it mostly just the writers doing it?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. The writers let us pretty much, they let us go with it. They said, this is your character, and this is the boundary that your character has to follow. And then they gave us, like, this six-page thing
mm-hmm.
that they wanted us to do a character background. So we got to make up our own character background. You know, the character's likes, dislikes, pet peeves, bad habits. So it was really cool. So I really, you know, got to kind of create, I pretty much created Molly with the standards that they gave me about her.
Mm.
So that was kind of fun. And but now they did tell me, they were very adamant, that I had to say, oh, my stars. All the time. And, you know, I've been watching. It seems like they've cut it out. I have not heard myself say, oh, my stars.
I don't think so. I don't think I've heard it either. You know, I had my own, my own head has my own fantasy, and the way I would end the show would be having Molly the Virgin decide to give up her virginity to Matt, and right as Matt starts, they say, cut. By the way, here's what's going on here, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that would be my way of doing it, but, of course, that is not probably the way they're going to do it.
Well, I'll see that. I can't tell. Now, I can tell you, the only thing I can tell you is a romance does develop between someone on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't tell you when. Can't tell
I'm going to guess that the romance is between Ashley and the host of the show, but that's just my guess. And folks out there can guess as well, and they can watch the Joe Schmo Show every single Tuesday night at 9 on Spike TV, the first network for men. And how do you feel being a pioneer on the first network for men?
You know, I feel really good about it. I do. I did say I was really worried about the lawsuit and all that. You know, the show was about to come out. Spike Lee was suing Spike TV, and oh, my gosh. We were like, okay, is the show ever going to air now? But, yeah, no, I'm proud now, you know. First network for men. I mean, they've got, you know, Lifetime Women's Networks. You might as well have something for the guys.
I'm surprised. Have you heard yet from Hugh Hefner and his people yet about doing a Playboy shoot on the Virgin from Joe Schmo Show?
No. Well, when I first moved out here, I got offered Centerfold. And, you know, I've always said that I would never do anything that my grandparents couldn't watch or look at.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Angela talking, not the Molly talking. But, I mean, hey, like, if they want to pay me $1 million, because, like, once you reach, quote-unquote, celebrity status,
uh-huh.
Halle Berry, they'll pay you $1 million, and all you have to do is just get topless, and it's very artistically done. I can't say that I would pass that up.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one.
That's a lot of money.
Everyone's human.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, if this show does really well, and people look at you, and that offer comes, it could change your career completely. You can go from playing the virgin to playing other parts.
This is true. Kim Basinger started out in Playboy.
A lot of people did.
Yep.
A lot of people did. Doesn't mean it's necessarily for you, but, I mean, a lot of people have done that. but there are so many options available. I'm just amazed that you came to LA and got a job so quickly. Maybe you'll get one right after this real quickly too, and it'll just take off.
No, I tell you what, I need it.
Yeah.
Jobs are really hard to come by out there.
It's very tough, but hopefully you'll get seen from this. Have you been going on auditions after this stop filming?
Yeah.
And anything happening?
No.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet, no.
Well, what you need to do, Angela, is tell people that you talked to Mark Snyder, and I said you're really talented, so hire you.
I will tell them that.
And a lot of these folks have been on my show, so they'll go, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh,
no
really?
Problem at all.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah, I'm still angry, though. Spike TV didn't invite me to any of the parties, so I'm a little annoyed. I think you should take me as your date on one of the parties.
I will definitely.
Then the tabloids can go berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it could be like the new Jen and Bale and J-Lo and Ben.
Bennifer.
Yeah, Bennifer, you know. Could be Mockangelo, whatever.
Yeah,
Mockangelo. Yeah, I don't know, something like that. But anyway, Angela, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to see you in many other things.
Wonderful.
Hope this is only just the beginning of a great career for you.
Well, thank you.
And we'll talk to you another time, hopefully.
Sounds good. Take care.
Bye-bye.